With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's mission to open the Strait of Hormuz has cost the Iranians at least half dozen of their small boats. The U.S. military sank the vessels after they tried to stop Project Freedom by firing missiles and drones. President Trump tells Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt the Iranians have taken heavy losses and can expect more of the same.
They had 159 ships, Hugh. Now they have none. They're all at the bottom of the sea. Today we took out eight of their, you know what, they're reduced to these small little fast ships.
Right.
They're very cheap, and they attach a machine gun to it. They think that's good. We knocked out eight of them today. And everyone that was available got knocked out very quickly and very efficiently.
Secretary of War Hegseth will be delivering an update on the Iran situation later this morning. The man who was shot by the Secret Service near the White House yesterday is hospitalized, will face multiple charges. Authorities say the suspect fired first. If nothing else, they're persistent. Alleged narco-terrorists trying to get their deadly cargo into the United States.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. The military hasn't provided evidence that any of the vessels are carrying drugs. Aya Panjwani, Washington.
Primaries today in Indiana and Ohio, and that includes GOP gubernatorial primary in Ohio. The Dow futures 122 points higher, and this is SRN News. A UK church is appealing a preaching ban.
The Bread of Life Community Church is protesting a community protection notice that prohibits loudspeakers in the town of Colchester. It is also accusing the community of using public order powers in an unprecedented way by targeting a whole church rather than individual evangelists. It said the notice criminalizes both the content of the message and the manner of preaching. The Reverend Stephen Clayton, pastor of Bread of Life Community Church, said the church has preached lawfully and peacefully in Colchester for 6 years. He also said that we will not be intimidated into abandoning the Great Commission. John Scott reporting.
The war in Iran is opening doors for ministry by the country's underground church. That's the word from Voice of the Martyrs President Todd Nettleton, who spoke to the Christian Post. He says with the Iranian government and authorities there paying attention to the war, they're not paying as much attention to house churches. SRN News. TV show has been revived on the radio.
Radio station WKRP isn't dead. It's now live on air in Cincinnati. The call letters from the fictional station featured decades ago in a CBS sitcom were adopted by stations in the Cincinnati market in time for the morning Monday drive. The station's co-owner says delighted listeners have been mobbing the phone lines. The show WKRP in Cincinnati ran from 1978 to 1982 and starred Lonnie Anderson, Howard Hessman, Tim Reed, and Richard Sanders as bumbling newsman Les Nessman. Keith Peters reporting.
Vice President Vance visits Iowa today, first visit since taking office to the state where in less than 2 years Republicans will cast the first votes to pick their party's next presidential nominee. Vance, seen as one of the GOP's strongest potential candidates for president in 2028. More details, SRNNews.com.